Dave and Darren.
A Nacho Radio Podcast.
Hello there.
You have downloaded Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Dave, I believe. You know my partner, Darren. Hey there, Darren.
Monday Night Football didn't help.
Well, I couldn't even tell you who played last night.
The hole just kept getting deeper.
Who was that? What was last night?
The 49ers and Giants.
Oh, who won?
I think the Giants won because I know I took the 49ers.
Really? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the Giants got their second win of the year.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yes.
That's not good.
Big turnaround.
And then, well, the Cleveland win was not good for people. There's quite a few games where things got a little topsy-turvy.
Taking the Patriots and giving up points and then losing by 24 wasn't a good idea.
Oh, no. Oh, that's...
Dear Mr. Belichick.
That's downright indecent.
I need answers.
Okay.
So much for my system, by the way.
Well, I'm in 76th place, holding strong with half of a point.
Well, I wish I could say that makes me feel better. It really doesn't.
0.5 points for me.
What does that say? That you know... It's not that I don't know anything.
I think it's...
How much do I know about NFL football?
Look, I'm very little. To the good. Within a half of a point of...
You can't say I don't know anything.
Well, I mean, I know something more than nothing. Not a lot more than nothing.
But it's not nothing.
Not even a full point. 0.5. Wow. That's disappointing. Where are you at?
I guess
then?
That's just enough to be dangerous.
Well, listen, I've been in a lot worse shape a lot later in the season, and I've won this league. I'm just throwing that out there.
Good morning, everybody in the news this morning. Good morning.
I just tumbled to 32nd place. Let's take a look now.
You're able to get it on your phone, huh?
Yeah.
35th, I am
35th
not.
Place now. Not a good
football.
So I
catch the fever.
I squandered some 28 positions last week.
Fuck a Ryan Outlaw. Holy man. What do you call that?
Well, let's go ahead and
recognize. There's a game on Thursday.
Let's recognize the top five right now in the Cover 5 League. In fifth place, Mac Attack.
Very nice.
Followed by at number four, Shrimp Cocktails.
I think that's new to the top five.
Yeah.
Dr. Sergeant Pepper has been there before. And third, Chris Jacobs is second, and Floppy 32.
Floppy 32.
Our new leader.
Yeah, about 174 people. Floppy 32 leads the league right now with 235 points.
Still not too late to get in and not too late to win this thing.
And spreads for week 11 have been announced. Interesting. The Bears are the favorite. Against Minnesota. Is that right? The Bears are the favorite?
And they're at home again.
They're at home.
They're giving up
3 points.
On a Sunday night, and then they turn around and play Detroit again on Thanksgiving.
Well, Bears giving up 3 points to Minnesota. I don't know if I don't know.
I might have to stay away from that one.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a little early. I did read where the Raiders and Chiefs game on Monday night has the biggest over-under in the history of football.
And now they're not sure they're going to be playing it in Mexico City.
Well, you shouldn't.
Well, you could. Well, they have.
Apparently the field is going to hurt people.
Yes, it's in bad shape.
Right. Why are you playing in Mexico City to begin with?
Because they do that at least once a year.
That's stupid. To
build their Mexican base.
I get why the Jaguars do that, because it's Jacksonville. No one's going to go to the games and that guy wants to move the team to London, which is not happening, right? The NFL's not going to have a team in London, England. Stop with this silliness, having teams play in different countries. What are you, the Bad News Bears? You got Ted DeVine on the bus?
I'm done saying that something will never happen. I just there are no absolutes anymore. So
that's a fair question. That's a fair point that you make. A very fair point. I do have actually a football story in the top of the top five things. And number one, you want to just get right into it?
Well, we can do that if you like. The Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Factory of Fear. The Factory of Fear is presenting Frightmare Before Christmas, two nights only, Friday, December 7th and Saturday, December 8th, from 7 till midnight. Tickets are just $15. VIPs are $20. You can save yourself $3 by bringing a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots. Tickets are limited, but you can get them now online at qcfactoryoffear.com. Frightmare Before Christmas is the Quad City's only Christmas-themed haunted attraction. They're located at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Celebrate the holidays with the Factory of Fear's twisted characters, including Twitch Claws, Zombie Santa, the Grinch Man, and Krampus, and others. This is not your family, or this is not your shopping mall Santa. It's a horror-filled holiday event. Factory of Fear, the Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction, presents Frightmare Before Christmas. Two nights, December 7th and 8th, Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Enter if you dare. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the text line 470-23-NACHO, and the podcast, as it always does, is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. But so much more than that, how about the chicken cheesesteak? Premium grilled chicken and melted provolone cheese, fried onions with hot or sweet peppers. It's absolutely delicious, and you can get it today along with those gift cards that you're going to want to get, being that the holidays are right around the corner. Everybody loves Capriati's. When you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. You heard me.
It's a great deal.
You heard me.
Top five things.
Number one.
Yeah, and we begin with our...
I like your shirt, man.
The beloved Bears. This is...
A team that is known as the Bears.
The Bears!
Yeah. Now, you didn't get to see any of this, but the kicker. Cody.
Yes.
Cody hit the upright four times. That's 8 points.
And not one time did it skip in.
No.
He hit it good.
Thunk.
Good contact.
All four times. Bears play the Lions, and the kicker, Cody Parkey.
Boy, that's got to be tough on a parent, huh?
What's that? Naming your kid Cody? That's your fault.
No, giving
him a stupid name like that.
No. Watching your kid hit the uprights four times.
Four
where you're just
times.
Ugh.
So that's two extra points and two field goals that Cody left on the field by hitting the uprights. Was it bad luck? Was it bad execution?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
What were you doing wrong?
Nope. Cody's got the answer.
Did you overcompensate?
Cody's got the answer.
Yeah.
There's one man and one man alone to blame for this.
Yep.
And that man is his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Quote, he was asked if the coaches, if he'd heard anything from the coaches during the game.
Yeah.
Quote, of course, they're frustrated with me. But who's more frustrated than myself? I mean, this is my job. This is what I'm supposed to do.
For now.
And I'm missing out there. I've got to trust in what I'm doing and trust that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ makes no mistakes. For whatever reason, that was the day I was supposed to have.
Predestined, these kicks.
Okay, I will say this. I like the fact that someone is blaming Jesus for something on the football field. Because usually it's like, yeah, I got that touchdown. You know, I give all praise to Jesus Christ for letting me get that touchdown.
Jesus, for some reason, wanted me to miss those.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Did Jesus
take the Lions and cover five? I don't know.
Find out why.
Is Jesus Christ Mac Attack?
Well, the Bears covered, right?
Yes, but that's 8 more points. Darren, I should have 8.5 points, not a half a point. You see what I'm saying?
Well, then...
Cody!
Corky! Corky!
Corky!
Corky!
Corky!
Corky! Corky! That's mom at the game.
What can I do with nothing? You're giving me... Correct me if I'm wrong.
He had to make... He made some kicks, though, didn't he?
He did make one extra point that I remember. And
I think
he made a field goal.
Okay.
But that's 8 points. And it's Jesus Christ's fault.
Don't ask me.
What if he's right? Like, what if that's what Jesus does?
just screws with you from time to time?
You know? Look...
Well, I tell you what, that would make a lot of sense.
Hey, watch this, guys. Like, they're watching it up there, and he's like, You want me to do it again? Nah, Jesus, don't do it again. I'm doing it again. Are you daring me? You won't do it again. I swear to me I will. Watch this. Conk.
I'm gonna make
Jesus, you're killing me.
I'm going to make this guy punch the wall.
Yeah, I will say this. George the Bear was never more needed than when Cody Parkey was hitting the uprights.
What's the matter with you guys?
You specifically, Cody. You specifically.
What the hell you call that?
That's hitting the upright, George. Go enjoy the fumes in your helmet somewhere.
Am I seeing things, or is he really hitting the uprights? Or is it just all the... Is it just all the toxic glue in his head?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, George.
That's the way it usually is. Not
mutually exclusive, buddy.
Not a lot of black and white in this world. A lot of gray.
Well, it's Jesus doesn't make mistakes. Cody does. Jesus doesn't. But Jesus wanted him to do that. The kids have found a new way to get high. They're boiling sanitary pads to get high. This is the new thing the kids are doing. Police in Jakarta, in West Java, they've arrested several teenagers caught experimenting with an unusual way of getting high, using tampons to make a formula. And here's the recipe if you're looking to do it yourself. Yeah, these young Indonesians have found an affordable way to get high. Boil a tampon. Right? Or the sanitary pad or a tampon, I guess. They're different things, right?
They are different things.
Pads and tampons are different. It's one's more of a... The other one's more of a boop, boop.
Yeah.
They boil the sanitary pads and then they drink the water.
Ugh.
The head of the Central Java chapter of the National Narcotics Agency says that a chlorine in the boiled mixture creates the feeling of flying. Hallucinations similar to the sensation experienced when taking certain drugs.
Well, you got to give it to them for innovation, I suppose.
They're finding these pads in the trash, by the way, and then putting them in boiled water. They say this started about 2 years ago, and there's no law against it so far. These kids also enjoy using a mixture of cough syrup and mosquito repellent. That's something else that gets the kids pretty high.
I got some mouth spray if you want it.
It's so sticky when I drink it.
Want to come over to my pad and get high?
Mosquito repellent and cough syrup.
It's sticky.
Just the cough syrup's enough.
Yes.
You don't need to put any deep woods off in it. How high do you want to get, friend?
How high do you want to fly?
Careful there, Indonesian Icarus. You're going to burn your wings if you get too close to the sun.
On wings of insanity. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They've got a brand new location. They're at 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport, home of the new Wow Factor. Their massive diamond sale is going on right now. Everything in the store is on sale and up to 50% off the entire month of November, so act fast. You can also win a diamond and gold necklace valued at $599. Guess the number of diamond-shaped crystals in their diamond jar to win. The winner's going to be announced on Facebook on December 2nd. They've got a couple special weekends coming up. First of all, there is the Small Business Saturday. Don't miss that on November 24th. They will have a free gift with purchase during that weekend and refreshments, as well as when it's Christmas in the Village. That's happening November 30th and December 1st, again, at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They are locally owned and operated. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. They're open Tuesday through Friday, starting at 10 o'clock, and then on Saturday, they're also open at 10 o'clock. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. And when you're there, of course, mention Nacho Radio, and with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. It's extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle when you're there for lunch or dinner. Mention Nacho Radio, and you will get a medium sub, but only pay the price of a small one. Oh, God bless.
Three.
Nice cobblestone.
I gotta imagine he boiled a couple of sanitary pads in his day, right? Got to imagine just chasing that elusive high.
Uh-huh.
Number three, a gay man in London. Did you see somebody went up on stage and just punched Morrissey in the face the other night? Morrissey was doing a concert. Somebody just got up on stage and punched him in the face.
I have to imagine he saw that coming for quite some time.
Like, how did it just take until now?
I'm in my 50s now, and it...
Today's the day?
Today. I knew it was coming.
Yeah, yeah. So my guess is Morrissey's done doing shows.
Well, if it continues, sure.
I can't have this every night.
No, I can't make this as part of like the stage banter, or the part of the act.
Thank you all for coming. Never forget me, whatever occurs. Would anyone like to come and punch me in the face right now?
Yes!
Now, that was somebody that was a fan of Morrissey's. I don't quite understand that. Liking something so much that you want to punch it in the face? This was in San Diego. Morrissey was attacked while he was on stage.
And someone connected a punch, huh?
Yeah, he was singing Every Day Is Like Sunday when a couple of concert goers ran on stage. One guy tried to punch Morrissey in the face.
Maybe someone bought a ticket just to punch him in the face.
Because of course they did. Morrissey's manager says, no, he wasn't punched. Nobody tried to punch Morrissey last night. Morrissey's fans are not malicious. The fans were simply doing what they've been doing for almost 30 years, trying anything they could do to jump on stage and touch him or hug him. The fan in question was certainly more aggressive in reaching out from than most, so security had to do their job and subdue the fan. That's all it was. In the end, no one was hurt, and no one was arrested.
What's Morrissey's first name?
Frankie.
Frankie Morrissey?
Frankie Morrissey.
No. Or is that his first name?
Timmy. I think his name is Timmy Morrissey. Morrissey is his last name.
Morrissey's his last name. That's
yeah.
What...
I can look this up. Yeah, his name is Stephen Patrick Morrissey.
Okay.
But they just call him Morrissey. Yeah.
Guess I had never looked into that.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew it was his last name. I just called
Doogie
him...
Howser Morrissey.
Cody.
Corky Morrissey.
Okay, well, number three, though, just the gay London man made me think of Morrissey for some reason. This guy is accused of duping four straight. He dumped four straight men. That is to say, four individuals who are heterosexual.
Yes.
Also, I guess consecutively, four straight men.
Yes.
He duped them into having oral sex. And anal by posing as a woman on Tinder and other dating apps. He's been sentenced to 15 years in prison. Duarte Xavier found
guilty.
Does
Tinder have their own prison?
Tinder prison, yeah. They call it the box. The Tinder box.
You're in the Tinder box.
You're in the box. Duarte.
Yep. That's the box.
Duarte Xavier was found guilty of six charges of causing a person to engage in sex without consent. He would allegedly engage these fellas on apps with photos of good-looking women.
Uh-huh.
And then he would use like a feminine voice.
Uh-huh.
And then he would arrange sexual liaisons at his apartment. But the men had to promise that they'd wear a blindfold throughout the encounter. So that was the deal. Like, come on in, but put on a blindfold. Because that's what I'm into.
That's asking for it.
Yeah. Well,
that is...
You know what? You don't blame the victims, but every one of these guys deserves it. What are you doing? You go to some woman's house and just put on a blindfold?
And she's not going to chop your head off?
Take off your pants!
With a battle axe?
Come on. She pretended she was he was an attractive, sexually adventurous young woman. And he tempted these fellas into having sex.
You know who I'd like
them.
To have sex with?
Felicity Huffman?
I can't. Since Transamerica, I can't get her out of my mind.
This guy was... The judge told the police officer in the case, I hope the fact that these victims were heterosexual males did not cause them to be put rather low in the list of priorities.
And where did this take place?
Over in foggy London town.
London Tinder.
One man discovered Xavier's true identity when he lifted his blindfold while receiving oral sex. He said, I saw this man with a beard.
Can you imagine?
Now, hang on just a second. If I were to go to someone's house and put on a blindfold, all right, And they were like, maybe they were did a convincing enough woman's voice, yeah. All right? And then they say, take off your pants. I'm going to give you oral sex.
Once you start feeling the beard.
Wouldn't the beard be something of a tip-off? A dead giveaway, if you'll have it. The victim, who reported the incident to police, said he was pissed off when he learned it wasn't a woman. He said, my reaction was I slapped the man in his face once or twice. I said, why didn't you tell me the truth? Yeah, he was telling everyone that his name was Anna.
Can you imagine working for Tinder and answering the complaint line?
Oh, brother.
Non, stop. What do you want us to do about it?
The one man allegedly was duped into having a butt stuff with Xavier in a public park. He admitted the blindfold encounter began with oral sex that he found quite pleasant. But then
you're confessing to that.
I'll be honest.
I'll tell you what. I didn't have a problem at first.
It was all going great. I would think, too, that wouldn't you be able to tell the difference?
If you call the complaint line for Tinder...
Tinder complaint line, how can I help you?
You're always going to be put on hold for a little while.
Forever! That's their game. They just wait for you to hang up.
Please hang up.
Stop.
Four.
I want your sex is on his...
Well, and you go to over his apartment, like... There wouldn't be anything just... Well, I guess you can't look around the apartment.
Well, you're blindfolded.
Yeah, but come on. There's like 11 things even before I get to the apartment where I go, this doesn't seem right. Like, I know I wouldn't be able to figure out dating apps and all of this stuff. I know I'd be lost in whatever this world is that the people live in, the young people live in. But I think I could figure out if a dude with a beard was, you know, doing stuff like that, right?
Finish him!
I'm just...
Okay.
I would think I would be able to put two and two together on that. Florida judge has reversed a $5 million lawsuit against McDonald's over a slice of cheese. Are the McRibs back?
Yes, they are. I've had one.
How was it?
It was a sloppy mess, but it was fine.
Yeah, I don't think I'm interested. I think I'm over the McRibs, man.
Yeah, you can be.
I mean, that used to be a thing that I looked forward to, yeah, and I would run to the McDonald's.
The McRib locator and everything.
Yeah, I'm over it.
It's there if you want it.
I'm over it. There's better stuff to eat.
Well, there always has been.
Well, but this is true. I don't think you get enough credit for pointing that out.
Thank you. Let's see. This would be, I would think, the 36th anniversary of the McRib.
And you know that because?
They had it. They were giving out samples for the very first time on the way to the Who farewell tour. By the way, the Who's still on tour.
Are they still touring, though?
They still do some shows. Just the two of them.
Yeah, Entwistle's been dead for a while, right?
Oh, yes.
And then Moon?
Yes.
Died?
Even longer. As a matter of fact, Keith Moon never saw the McRib. The other three would have.
Well, that would have killed him, if we're being honest. That would have killed him.
Well, he was a little bloated at the end.
Keith Moon?
Yes. And the McRib wouldn't have helped.
All right, let me ask you this. John Bonham, Keith Moon. Mm-hmm. Who would have enjoyed the McRib more?
I think John Bonham would have actually, would have certainly sampled it.
I'll try it.
Sure. He, too, would not have seen the McRib.
No.
Would have.
He didn't get to see Empire Strikes Back.
Would have passed.
He didn't get to see Empire Strikes Back,
Keith
Darren.
Moon barely saw the first one.
Right?
Barely.
I think about that sometimes with John Lennon. He would have seen Empire Strikes Back, but he never got to see Return of the Jedi.
Empire Strikes Back was 80?
Yeah, summer of 80.
Summer of 80.
May of 1980.
Well, John Bonham...
Did John Lennon ever talk about Star Wars?
Huh?
Like... Did anyone ever ask John Lennon what he thought of the Star Wars movies?
That's what Double Fantasy was all about.
Really?
Yes.
How am I just now hearing this?
Yes.
Double Fantasy's about Star Wars? It's
all about the first two movies.
Really? I never connected those dots.
But there is no way he would have predicted there would have been that Rocky would have been eight movies deep.
Or that Rambo was going to end up being his new trainer.
Hey, yo.
I didn't see that coming.
No, he didn't.
Florida judge has dismissed a class action lawsuit against McDonald's that alleges the chain engaged in deceptive and misleading business practices.
They almost have to, don't they?
I'm not even mad, McDonald's. Do whatever you got to do to keep the lights on.
I understand you need to do this.
It was with the sale of one of their menu items. $5 million suit filed in May by one Andrew Levin of the Miami-based Levin Law Group. After two customers, Christina Kistner and Leonard Werner, complained about the price of the quarter pounder with cheese. Patrons say they were charged the full price of a quarter pounder with cheese, even though they ordered the burger without cheese. Why am I paying for cheese when I didn't want the cheese, they're saying.
Hmm.
These products cannot be purchased separately or part of a value meal without the customer being overcharged and being compelled to pay for unwanted and undelivered cheese, according to the lawsuit. McDonald's is being unjustly enriched by these practices because it receives payment for cheese it does not deliver to its customers. Right, when you say, like, I want this, but I don't want it with pickles or onions.
Yes.
They don't reduce the price of the hamburger.
No, they don't.
And to expect them to is what a crazy person would want.
That's true.
Right?
Yes.
Like, if you don't want something that comes on the sandwich.
That's fine.
Right. They don't charge you extra to not put it on.
No.
They could. Yeah. I'd pay extra to not have pickles on a hamburger sandwich. Mm-hmm. Probably. Well, not a lot extra. It depends. It's like a nickel more, I'll be like, yeah, I'll pay the nickel to not put the pickles on my hamburger sandwich. If it's a dime, I'll be like, I'll take the pickles off myself.
That's the pickle shipping and, well, not the shipping, the pickle handling.
Pickle handling is something else, though.
That's a totally different thing.
But if you don't think that's not happening
in a lot of and a lot of McDonald's, you're crazy.
The judge has thrown the case out.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Fall is here, so enjoy one of their fall drinks, including their chai tea latte or a pumpkin cheesecake latte, a combination of pumpkin spice creme brulee and white chocolate. Also, try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean.
I like turtles.
Become one today, and you'll have access to every podcast we've ever done and our specialty programming, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. Make sure you do that for all your holiday shopping. The podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriotti's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses, oven-roasted in the shop daily. Capriotti's slow-roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand-pulled daily. Open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I had to yesterday. As part of, you know, my duties here at Nacho Radio, mm-hmm. I had to go back and make sure that we keep the episodes up for about a month. You've got a month to download Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Unless, of course, you're a patron, then you don't have to sweat it. They're,
right.
They're there for you forever.
Yes, exactly. But my point is, every once in a while, I got to make sure that these things are done in a timely manner. Yes. So if it's November and you're not a patron, you don't get to listen to what we did in September. You had a month. You snooze, you lose. But that's why we would encourage you to, you know, as Darren said, become a patron, mm-hmm. and then you have access to. My goodness, when you look at the special shows, we're well over 800 of these darn things that we've done.
Sure.
So there's that. And
wait,
what?
That's right.
Well, we have a new patron who can enjoy the show whenever they want. Thank you to Sparky. Sparky pledging $6 a month. Sparky has access now to every podcast we've ever done. And the patron-only shows that we do for you.
Now, is Sparky the wood pirate from out there in Andover Way or the electric chair?
I don't know. It just says Sparky. So we appreciate Sparky for Sparky's support. Thank you, Sparky.
Thank you.
Thank you to everybody for all of your help and support. Number five.
Five.
For the person who has no idea what they want, get them.
Yes, this Christmas.
A membership
as
a patron to the Nacho Radio podcast.
Mm-hmm. Number five, a woman
what is. What the hell is this? Why did you get me?
Yeah. Go ahead. What? Start listening. They've done 800 shows.
Why the hell would I do that?
A woman has sued her ex-boyfriend because she claims his abnormally long penis stretched her vagina. She says her vagina was tight before she met her ex in 2016. Her boyfriend, who was married at the time, they fell in love, started a relationship, and now she's suing. She said she ended the relationship in May because he just stretched her out too much.
He also bought me shoe trees for my birthday.
Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day.
Zing of the day brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
She wants to have reconstructive surgery, which costs a fortune, and she's now taking him to court in order to have him pay for it. He has yet to respond to these allegations. I don't. Why respond to him, though?
Build that wall. Or rebuild that wall.
Those were your top five things. A story here of a pilot who was recently fired. And the judges are saying you cannot have fired him. Now, here's the thing. He was fired for unfair dismissal. He filed an unfair dismissal claim. He is a pilot, a commercial pilot.
Yes.
He has a crippling phobia of flying.
That is a bugaboo.
This guy had been flying.
When did that develop?
He'd been flying, working for this airline for almost a decade, but he started to become...
See, don't tell me that when I get on the plane. Or I guess do tell me that.
Started to become anxious and had panic attacks once he got promoted to doing longer flights. On occasions, he would raise concerns with his boss about a four-hour flight.
I don't know. That's a long time to be in an air.
And his boss told him, look, if you're nervous up there, just bring along a crossword puzzle or a book to read while the plane is cruising. He called in sick the next day and hasn't flown since. An employment judge is now saying that he should have been offered an alternative role or the opportunity to discuss his case with a chief operating officer there at the airline. Father of two.
Maybe bag handling is more your thing. I don't know. Can we find you something on the ground?
Look, I'm going to say this, man. If you're a pilot and out of nowhere you develop a crippling fear of flying,
Stop flying.
You need to listen to that.
Yes, sure.
Your gut is telling you something. You need to listen to it.
Sure.
Like, you did it for 10 years.
You got away with it.
Sure, I'm good at the two-hour flights. I don't think I should be flying strangers for 4 hours, though. Just do a crossword puzzle. That's what everyone else does. Are they doing crossword puzzles up there? Is that what... Because now I'm a little afraid to fly, if I'm being honest. If that's what they do up there for 4 hours?
I don't know. They've never allowed me in the cockpit.
What is that?
For some strange reason.
Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you flying with us. Going to be getting into LAX here in about an hour and a half. Might be some turbulence. And also, if someone could tell me what John Deere invented in 1836, starts with the letter S. Thank you.
Does anybody know a five-letter word for liar?
What are you doing? Well, I mean, it's not like he had a crippling fear of flying, went to flight school. He was flying for 10 years. So I think, you know.
Yeah, listen to that voice in your head.
You got to. My dad worked at an oil refinery.
Yes.
Never took a sick day. Ever. I got home from high school one day. It's like 86, 87. I came home because it was like a half day, you know? I got home early. And he's home.
Yes.
My dad's never called in sick in his life.
Ever.
He's laying on the ground in his bedroom in crippling pain. Back pain. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
My dad didn't have back problems.
Yes.
Strong like an ox, this guy. Still to this day. 76 years old.
And then what happened?
Turn on the WGN news. The refinery where he worked exploded. His office and basically everyone he worked with was dead in an instant.
Isn't that something?
And you know the thing is, we never talk about this.
Uh-huh.
It happened.
Yeah.
We never talk about it.
When did he go back to work?
Oh, I think the next day.
To do what?
To clean up the mess.
I guess.
Yeah, these guys were all incinerated.
Oh,
they're showing the helicopter shot, and he's like, that's my office. That's my chair.
Oh, my Lord.
And everyone around
that
him
is something else.
Was gone. Never had a sick day in his life. Couldn't get out of bed. The next day, no back problem whatsoever. He's never had a back problem since then.
When I lived out in Arizona, I met the guy who says, now this is what his claim was. You remember the DC, the DC-10, DC-9 plane mm-hmm. that crashed in Chicago in 79?
Yeah, Midway, absolutely.
The one where the engine falls off and it goes sideways.
Yeah.
And it just was trying to take off and then went down.
Right.
He's the guy who said he flew the plane to Chicago.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. He didn't notice any noises or anything? Or?
Well, he must, I don't know. Gets it to himself.
Busy doing crosswords. What? This is before the Sudoku was a big thing. What are you going to do? Finally, a story here of a guy.
What are you got a Rubik's Cube up there for?
I got to do something for my nerves. What did they tell you that?
Whoa, your nerves?
Yeah, a crossword puzzle. It's not for boredom. It's for my nerves.
Oh, brother.
Lord, I would get off the plane right then and there. Gulfport, Mississippi. A guy's been arrested. Drove his pickup truck into the courthouse down there in Gulfport. 28-year-old Keith Cavalier told the cops he did it on purpose. Drove his pickup truck into the county courthouse early on Saturday because he said it was the best way to let them know that all of his drug paraphernalia had been stolen. Maybe now you sons of bitches will pay attention.
You believe
me
now?
They done took all my drug paraphernalia.
Believe me now?
When Keith Cavalier tells you something, you've been told. Now go out and get my drug paraphernalia. Got all these drugs, no way to use them. No one was hurt. Cavalier has been charged with driving under the influence. Also malicious mischief because of the damage to the building. This guy is being held in the county jail.
Right.
That's probably where he should be for a while until he gets some things figured out. Having such a cavalier attitude about things. That's going to do it for Dave and Darren's top five things.
We are back on Thursday.
Until we get a chance to do it for you then, thanks so much for listening. Hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Representing. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
Great show, everybody. Great show.